This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm talking about something that has a 0% chance of happening, but it could happen. Well, which one is it?
There is no chance, so you're saying there's a chance. It's kind of perplexing at the start, at the outset.
We have more.
All right, so here's the thing. Listed as potential teams that may be willing to get into this would be the Cincinnati Reds. Now, you're going to tell me the Cincinnati Reds, similar to Pittsburgh, if they would be willing to pay for Vlad Guerrero Jr., why wouldn't the Pirates be willing to pay? Only because he's 25. They have never had a first baseman consistently for how many years? They haven't had anyone in 52 years hit a 40 home run season. It's a missing element.
You're going to tell me that they're unwilling to pay. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Going to tell you that, yep. Bob.
Yep, they are. Unwilling is their middle name on this particular case.
So this is one of those things which sometimes happens in sports talk radio, and that's fine. Somebody has a good idea, but they know that their good idea is never going to happen.
My good idea is dead on the launch pad.
So you put it out there as, it's you know what it's actually the baseball equivalent of? It's like if you came on the air and said the Steelers should fire Mike Tomlin. Because you know it has no chance of happening, but you believe that it should.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he said. There's more here from Bob. I mean, this went on for like 2 hours on Saturday.
The asking price probably is going to be in the $350 million total package range. But before you tell me that it's impossible and it'll never happen, and you are right, it will never happen, but again, that's a choice. Why couldn't you add on a guy who's going to make $40 million a year to a payroll right now that is less than last year's? So even with $40 million added to it, that brings you out to about $110 million total. That's if you add a guy making $40 million a year. So sure, would that be uncomfortable for Bob Nutting? Yes. But can it be done? Absolutely, yes.
But will it be done?
By the way, it's also, I think, reported $500 million.
Is what he's wanting.
Is what he wants, which is why the
deal didn't
they're at an impasse in Toronto, even though they've got much bigger wallets than the
Pirates. The fourth biggest metro area in North America. Well, no. In U.S. and Canada, you know what I mean. Of course they've got the money.
I mean, do you think he's onto something here, or is it a preposterous
go get
thing?
Vlad like, Jr.?
Like the if I say something like that, mm-hmm. the reaction is, well, you know, Pony says a lot of dumbass crazy things, so this is kind of par for the course from them. That's what social media would say.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the Bob gravitas attached to this, and I feel like that gives Bob more license and leeway in situations like this. Like, it's much easier for people to say you or I said something dumb than it is for people to say Bob did something or said something dumb, because people have so much respect for Bob, and
that's
for good
correct.
Reason.
That's correct. Not that he would get a pass saying the same thing you and I say, but it just, when it comes from a different source, people are more receptive
like,
to
I
the
could,
idea.
Don, tell me if you, like, I do think messengers matter. If I came on the air and this was my topic, I think there'd be a lot of people like, why is Pony wasting people's time by even bringing up Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? It's never going to happen.
Move on next.
1,000%.
But if Bob says it, it's like, you know, well, hold on a second here.
Hey, guys, Pomp, do you agree with me on that? Interesting take.
1,000%. I mean, I think... And
Donnie, I think if you came on the air on a solo show, if you were pulling an Ernie Banks and you said, the boys didn't really touch on this, so I'm going to, I think you'd get a better reaction than either of us
would. I don't
think
so. I think Donnie gets lumped in with us. Here he goes.
I completely
shock talker.
Disagree.
The guys he does the afternoon show have worn off on him.
I completely
and he's just saying,
disagree. Categorically disagree. I think on this show,
that's not true.
He's the people's champ.
Well, Donnie has done a great job of absolutely assimilating here and becoming a very popular figure.
I mean, I'm going to tear us down and build him up. I see quotes. Now, Donnie never retweets them or likes them, but when he's doing his thing, I see a lot of people who don't like us saying, replace those two morons with Donnie,
of course,
and you've got a better show.
Yes, absolutely. People say that all the time. But when Donnie said that Art Rooney was the worst owner in town, people didn't say, well, Donnie's allowed to say that and the afternoon guys aren't. Like, so there absolutely is a Bob gravitas here that I'm talking about, where people went insane with this on Saturday, but I think it had people conflicted because it's like, wait a minute. I don't feel good criticizing Bob for an outlandish take. That's usually I reserve that for a Crowley or a Pony or a Mueller.
Yeah, I mean, Pomp has been a legend in this town for almost 50 years at this point in the sports media scene. So, yeah, I don't know if he knows it, because he always likes to downplay his accolades and accomplishments, but he can pretty much say whatever. And
he's allowed to take the crap and throw it against the wall and see if it sticks, is what you're saying.
And people will find themselves agreeing with him a lot more. Like, think, if we're all lined up and we all have the exact same take on something.
Pony gets the worst reaction.
Yes. By a million miles. He could say something completely sensible, too.
Yeah, you're right. And then I probably get the second worst reaction, then Crowley, then Joe, then Doran, then you, then Pomp. Completely correct. I'm just trying to think of
the messenger absolutely matters.
Yeah, I mean, the messenger matters a ton.
I mean, Pomp, if he wanted to, could say, like, I think the NFL should just shut its doors and end operations.
I mean,
people be like, you know, I think Pomp actually makes a point here.
As far as realistic things, like... the odds of Matthew Stafford happening for the Steelers.
Much greater than this.
I mean, exponentially.
By orders of magnitude greater. For sure. There's no doubt.
But I think a good talk show host gets people thinking. Sometimes it's critically. Other times it's like, wait a minute. This is one of the most ludicrous things I've ever heard in my entire life. Pomp's talking about the Pirates trading for giving up big prospects and signing Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? What's
gotten into
what's
him?
Gotten what's in, exactly?
I do think people like the idea, though, of... I think one thing that works for Bob, and maybe it would still work for you, Don, as well, but like people, once you explained your point, people would gravitate towards it. There has always been the idea that, I want the Pirates to do something that other big-time, big-spending teams do. Give up a bunch of prospects for an objectively great player and pay him a ton of money. It would be the old axiom of, or the old saying of, at least they're acting like a serious ball club here. They're acting like one of the other, you know, big swinging teams of the league, a Philly, a Chicago, a New York, etc., a Boston. They're behaving the way the teams that take themselves seriously behave and take winning seriously behave.
He brought up the Reds. I mean, if something like that were to happen, then, you know, I would be... number one, completely shocked by it.
I mean, did he cite Votto and how they gave him a big deal?
No, he didn't.
I mean, they did give Joey Votto a $220 million deal.
But that's only half of it, though, because you also have to.
You're trading.
Yes,
players. Yes, you're trading your best guys. Bubba Chandler's going the other way.
This is Pomp on what he'd trade for Vlad.
If he were 32, I'd say absolutely not. This is a 25-year-old guy who's going to command a lot of money, and I know Boston and New York and L.A. and they're all going to come. The price may be driven up because of it. But why wouldn't you at least entertain these thoughts? Would you? And if Toronto wants, for example, you could trade for him right now if you want, even for this year, would you be willing to give up Bubba Chandler, somebody else, whatever, to get him?
It's just such a non-starter.
But he had people foaming at the mouth my on God. Either side of it.
Yes.
I mean, then I say mission accomplished,
Like, it was
Bob.
Kudos to you, Bob. Thank you for bringing it up. And then the next call would be like, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in
Did
my
he get any
life.
Classic Pirates fan callers?
Oh, they all came out of the woodwork
Did
for
he
this.
Get our guy, what, Paul? He get anybody
no,
like that?
No, I don't
that?
Know about Paul. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I just had people texting me nonstop about it. Like, guess what Bob's saying? He's saying they hand out a $500 million contract and give up all their prospects for Vladdy right now. He's How saying far? It should never happen, but it could happen, and it should happen.
Man, when is their first $200 million deal going to happen?
Another 30 years. People will get their wish, and Donnie will be doing the afternoon show by then. And Bob will probably still be here on TV.
He'd be in his 90s, I think,
yeah.
by then.
I'll roll it out.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.